We're on campus and we're online.
And we're online.
University.
Radio.
Nottingham.
So a recent graduate from UON. Wrote his
yes, graduated from University Radio Nottingham.
University of Nottingham wrote his dissertation on Bruce Springsteen and then gave a copy to the rock star at his recent gig in Edinburgh. Nathan Collett has been a fan of Bruce Springsteen since his childhood and decided to write his 12,000 final year dissertation on how masculinity is presented in the singer's work. The history graduate was then able to personally hand a copy of his dissertation to the rock star at his most recent gig by catching his eye with a homemade sign reading, "Can I give you a copy of my thesis?" When the tour was announced, he decided he wanted to try and give Springsteen a copy of his research, and made the 186-mile trip to Edinburgh from his home in Liverpool to attend the concert with his dad. So what do people think? Would we be prepared to give our dissertation if we wrote it on someone famous to them personally?
Well, first of all, I admire the straightforwardness of that sign saying, can I give you my thesis? Like, it's quite
direct.
Yeah, if you're performing on stage and like didn't have any idea that like it was about you or the relevance, you'd just be like, why is someone in the crowd trying to give me their thesis?
But also, I feel like it would stand out if you're in a concert, because how normally people have got like signs saying like,
"I love you," "Can I sing with you?"
Yeah, yeah. And how many people have got a sign saying, "Oh, I've got a dissertation I need to give you." Like, it's a unique sign. You can't deny
that's
that.
That's true.
I bet Springsteen's never seen anything like it in all the years he's probably.
And he's been around for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
He looked quite impressed in the photo. Like, there is a picture of him holding the dissertation, and he looked intrigued by it. Also, I feel like it stands out, like, if you're waving a whole dissertation, like...
Yeah, like, whole, like... I don't know, I've never seen what a dissertation... They're big, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're spoken like a true first year. Yeah.
Spoken like a true computer science.
Yeah,
history ones are, like, 50 pages long or something.
I have written... Am I the only person? Oh, that makes me feel so old. Am I the only person who's written a dissertation?
Yeah, I don't have to do one.
I'll be having it to do this time next year.
Yeah.
But you also have been doing a master's, so you've done two dissertations, right?
I haven't started it yet. I've got to do it all over summer. This is a sore point.
Are you planning on handing the dissertation to anybody important aside from the university?
Well, mine's on Ronald Reagan, so we might have some problems there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know who else could who is similar that I could hand that to. I could hand that into like the current president of the USA. It might be a bit difficult, that one.
Reagan's kids, if they're still alive, I don't know if they are.
I suppose he must have kids.
Yeah. I guess
mail them over, Rebecca.
Yeah,
that's not as exciting as handing it to them in person, that's the thing.
No, that's true.
Maybe I'll just give mine to Bruce Springsteen anyway, he had things to say about that period.
He might have an interesting history dissertation.
This is the thing, this kid has just started a trend now. Bruce Springsteen just gets thousands of dissertations sent to him in the mail.
Yeah,
a bit like how what's it called, like famous celebrities get like in the US apparently loads of celebrities get sent like Eagle Scout letters and stuff, because it's kind of a common thing when getting like your Eagle Scout award in the States to like ask like famous people, like famous celebrities, to almost like send letters like congratulating you. So like that's going to be Springsteen's thing now. Forget Eagle Scout letters, it's just going to be like dissertations galore. As I said, like I don't have to write a dissertation, but like
if you were to write a dissertation, well, what would you write it about, and which celebrity would you send it to?
I don't know what I've got no clue what I'd write about. It's a bit early for that, I think, Tom.
Who would I give it to?
Well, I guess older. I guess if I'm going following the student's theme, you know, I'd need to give it to someone relevant in the industry. You know, I guess I could like give it to, I don't know, Bill Gates or something. But I don't think he's particularly well known for his sort of gigs and public appearances to.
Yeah, you're not going to see him headlining Wembley, are you?
No, that's true.
Elon Musk might be more. You probably could get him to do it. I feel like he's unhinged.
Send my dissertation to Musk.
Just at him on Twitter.
He's not busy at all.
No. He'll be fine.
That's fair. I think, but if it was a musician, if I was writing like anything musical, I'd probably end up writing, because they live like rent free in my head. I'd probably end up writing about, like, I don't know, Manics or something, Manic Street Preachers, if I had to write about an artist or a musician, because it's good with all the politics and subtext and stuff. And they do actually jokingly say sometimes that they've inspired more people to do, like, PhDs than join bands, which is quite amusing. But that would be a fun thing to do, but I don't know. Will, about you're another dissertation doer, aren't you? Or
well,
a future
we'll be next
dissertation
year,
doer.
History, big up.
I don't honestly know. I mean, say with history, I mean, there's not many people alive, because, like, you've got to do it up to, say, 40 years maybe ago is probably the most recent you could do, and people that are doing significant things then are probably either really old or going to be dead now. Without being too
that's twice we've had a morbid reference in the show.
About it.
There's been a lot of stuff about old people
in terms of musicians. I don't know. I think if I did write one, I'd be too embarrassed to give it to them anyway. I'd be worried they would think I was, like, some kind of crazed fan or something, and, you know. I just wouldn't be able to go through the whole embarrassment of it, I don't think.
I mean, if Rachel's still listening to this, but she might be able to offer some insight on Eurovision-based dissertations. I'm sure that would certainly be a possible thing.
Yeah. I mean, as a politics student, I have the option to do a dissertation. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I have already selected our modules for next year, and I've decided not to do a dissertation.
Fair enough.
I chickened out, no. I think if I was to do one, I don't know what the rules would be, but in politics, obviously, there's lots of significant figures that are still about. So I can imagine... I think I would do a dissertation on Boris Johnson, The Life and Times.
Give it
just
to,
be, and then and him. Then just give it to him when he's wandering about, just
wandering about,
just wandering about in London as he does, just
on his morning runs.
Yeah, on his bike. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very fair. I remember having a conversation with you quite early on in the year, Tom, about sort of the intricacies of how the EU works, and I'm sure that, you know, surely the whoever's in charge of the European Commission would be quite interested to read your thoughts on European reform.
Maybe. Or Boris Johnson. Both relevant.
That's true, actually. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure the Europeans would love to read the dissertation about the downfall of Johnson.
We have actually had a response to your comment, I think, about Rachel saying, and that Eurovision dissertation would be divine. I've literally already written it, mate. So.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm presuming that that's Rachel.
Yeah, I presume so. I mean, yeah, there are still, like, so for instance, in my dissertation, I do also talk about things like films possibly as well. So, I mean, could send it to one of the directors or something, you know, Taxi Driver.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing we have to do with our primary sources, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, all those primary sources and stuff.
What dissertation
which,
chat on your end?
Which film specifically? I'm interested now.
Death Wish, Midnight Cowboy, French Connection,
Taxi
Reagan
Driver. Oh, Reagan was an actor, wanted to be list actor before he...
Yeah,
president.
Well, there's that as well. And
he
also
remains to be quite a B-list actor during his time as presidency, president as well.
I mean, to be fair, Bruce Springsteen had things to say about, I mean, not Ronald Reagan, but not that far before. So, you know, I feel like I just want Bruce Springsteen to validate me anyway, regardless of what my dissertation is, but I just want his approval.
Yeah, if Bruce Springsteen has listened to this, could you message him?
Yeah.
As someone to approve of one's work, he's, you know, a pretty cool figure to get approval from, I feel.
Yeah,
definitely.
Cool guy.
We're on campus and we're online.
University.
Radio.
Nottingham.